is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today, a look at the forestry program at Umpqua Community College. Jared Cirilenkos is the associate professor and the forestry program coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Great to have you.
So, tell us about this program at UCC.
Well, it's a two-year transfer program that's been around for about 5 years now, and I've been with the program going into my fourth year here. So, our goal is to basically get all those freshman and sophomore courses out of the way for a student looking to transfer on, most likely to Oregon State University, and complete their bachelor's in forestry.
So, how many do you have enrolled?
Right now, we're about 30. We've got about 15 in our second year and about 15 in our first, and that's been about the trend for the last few years.
So, as people come into this, what's the advantage of doing their first 2 years at UCC?
There's a number of advantages that we're able to offer. One, it's obviously that small class size. When you have 10 to 20 students in a class, you're able to draw a real nice personal connection with them, and that student feels really like their needs are being tailored to. In addition, we obviously offer a bit of a financial incentive compared to a lot of the state universities. We're much more affordable. So, for a number of students who don't think that university or college is in their books financially, looking at a community college really gives them that opportunity to get their feet in the door, get those classes out of the way, find a comfort in academia, and then transition on when they've completed their two-year degree.
So when you talk about a forestry program, there are more than just one degree option, right?
Right. So at UCC, we work really closely with our university partner in Oregon State, and we offer four forestry transfer degrees, and we offer four renewable materials transfer degrees that we've worked real close with Oregon State University so that when a student does complete their first 2 years at UCC, they enter OSU as a full-fledged junior. They're not missing any course. They just step right in. So we're really proud about that connection with both four forestry degrees and four renewable materials degrees.
So basically, because there have been times in different degree programs over the years where people go to a two-year school to begin, and then they get to the four-year school only to find out that they've got to take a bunch of things again because it was set up just a little bit differently and it doesn't quite qualify.
Exactly. So we do see that in many other program fields, not necessarily ones connected to the Umpqua Community College, but over the years, exactly. A student will get through those first 2 years. They'll be told there's a relationship with the university. They'll get there. That university will tell you that they've changed a course or something quite doesn't work, and before you know it, you're at your university for 3 years, and that's not always the goal. So we maintain a really close partnership with Oregon State. We work with them on an annual basis to ensure that any changes in course material, what do we need to be doing to provide a seamless transition? Then I always tell my students, I like to think of it as very much a baton relay. I'm going to pass you off more or less personally to the advisors at Oregon State so that there is no misconnection. We try not to leave our students out on their own. This time of year, we're already planning opportunities to connect our students in their second year with Oregon State's College of Forestry a full 9-12 months before they need to be there in Corvallis so that there is no missed classes, no missed opportunities, and the students have every chance for success.
So prior to your 3 years here at UCC, what did you do?
Well, I went through the classic steps of any forester. I got undergraduate and master's degrees from the University of Idaho in forest operations and forest management, and then I moved on and did more graduate work at the University of Montana, where I'm still working to complete a doctoral degree. And then in between, I had chances to work with both the Idaho Department of Lands, a state agency, as well as several private agencies as a forester in a couple of different capacities. So I had that balance of sort of the academia background, but also boots on the ground, you know, getting up at 4 a.m. and stomping the forest.
And did you, at an early age, kind of have an interest in forestry?
I did. I got lucky. I was a Boy Scout, and it got me out into the woods, camping and hiking and, you know, just being involved. And then you start to look at college degrees. And again, the second chance of luck, my brother was in forestry also at the University of Idaho at the time. And I got a sneak preview of 2 or 3 years of what it looked like, his summer internships, the scholarship opportunities, and the sort of career path he was on. I picked that as a major, and I've been never looking back.
Now, the University of Idaho is in which part of the state?
That's in the northern panhandle. That's going to be in Moscow, a nice little farming community, but yet right on the edge of the forest land. So lots of opportunities for that hands-on, you know, and go to the field, learn forestry in the forest.
Now, did your brother go on and do similar things to you?
He did. Forestry, we like to joke around every time we see someone at a different meeting or a conference. It's just the smallest group, despite being nationwide. And so he went on, and now he's a senior forester for the Nez Perce tribe in northern Idaho as well, is being connected with a lot of other groups in that region, the FFA and 4-H.
And did you ever look at other fields, other careers?
I didn't. Again, whenever you tell me my office was always going to be in the woods on any given day, or I was going to be around large machinery, or I was going to be, you know, just the ability to take your pickup or your dog to work for many foresters, that's a hard thing to turn down as a student. And then as you start to move through with internships and you continue to experience those days in the woods, whether it be snow or sunshine, any day out there is a good day.
A lot of people here in the Umpqua Valley don't always get out and enjoy everything that we have here, and sometimes are embarrassed, not that it would be me personally, to take visitors out there. And people say, well, you must come up here all the time. And I haven't been out here in a while. There's so much here in the Umpqua Valley. What have you found that you like?
Well, we are. We're blessed with riches of forest diversity, and that's a strength that we really are able to pass on to our students. We're nestled in the valley. We've got those great oak woodlands and riparian areas down along the water and the streams, but within 20 minutes from campus, yesterday, for example, I had a group of students up on top of Callahan Ridge putting an inventory and biomass plots, and you know, some of the students had never been up there, just a few miles, you know, west to town, and that was wonderful. So we're getting them that direction. And then that was yesterday afternoon. Yesterday morning, I had a different group of students. We were up Rock Creek looking at the Archie Creek burn and exploring some fish restoration projects in Rock Creek. So we're just constantly able to get out and experience these really unique forest types between the coast and the Cascades. There really isn't a better spot to nestle a little forestry program.
Now, the OSU College of Forestry, very well known for people that are in that arena, and it seems like it's pretty acclaimed in anywhere you go.
It is. When you have a chance to have a partner institution and they can, with backing, claim themselves as the number one forestry program in North America and just recently number two program internationally, those are the kinds of partners you want to be associated with.
So for students, as they go through your program, like any other field of study, it's one thing to go to class, whether it's online or virtual. It's another thing to get out there and see things firsthand, which seems like it's even more important when you're talking forestry.
It is. We, like a lot of programs, I imagine, across the nation last year, struggled to try to quickly adapt to that ability to offer not just the lecture materials online and remotely, and we did that quite well, I think, but it's that field component, that lab component. I can only describe a tree so many different ways via a picture on the internet. You have to go stand in the woods, see the tree, feel the tree, smell the tree, and see what it's like to be out there. So we do encourage our recruited students, you know, to keep their eyes open, because we're going to get them to the woods. We're going to connect them with local professionals as often as possible. So they're not just learning from me. They're learning and networking with people who might be future employers.
And what was your thoughts after seeing the Archie Creek fire?
Well, for anyone who loves forestry as I do, it's devastating to look at. You recognize that disturbance is natural, and disturbance does occur on the landscape, be it beetles or pathogens or fire, but to see it in that scale in a place that's always your backyard, you always take it a little more personally. When you might see a fire on the news, it's somebody else's forest, but when it's your creek where you fish, where you hike, where you take your family, it's devastating to see, but you also recognize that I'm hopefully, you know, passing on that knowledge and imparting it to the future generation of foresters who are going to come out and who are going to work to repair that landscape and return it to the forest that we want to experience.
How much have you been able to be up in that impacted area in the last year?
I've been up there a few times on different field tours, connected with local professionals, with private organizations and some federal groups to make sure you have access. Right now, with the amount of harvest that's going on, with some of the roads that were being rebuilt, some of the culverts that had blown out, you don't want to be just wandering up there on any given day. So, for example, yesterday we made sure we met our fish biologist connection at the bottom of the hill, because he called in with his CB radio, and we had to wait immediately for about three log trucks and a lowboy to come out. And we always want to make sure we're going into locations with the students or personally, carefully, safely, with permission, and we're going to the right spots to make sure we're not causing any sort of issues on those roads and in those forest lands.
More when we come back. Jared Saralekos, the Associate Professor of Forestry at Umpqua Community College, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Umpqua Valley live later, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Looking at arts, entertainment, community activities. Mondays, Inside Douglas County program. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, as we update on COVID-19 related topics. Jared Saralekos is the Associate Professor of Forestry at Umpqua Community College and the Forestry Program Coordinator. So that's kind of, you're wearing a lot of hats in this.
I am. Despite having just phenomenal support from across the college, we have great advisors, we have great recruitment specialists, just you name it, we've got it at Umpqua Community College. But whenever you're overseeing an individual little program like this, where right now I'm the only faculty member teaching the forestry courses, you find yourself advising a few more students because they're going to get to know me. They're going to take 10 consecutive classes from me, so I'm going to get to know them a little bit more personally. They're going to come to me for scholarship advice and filling out resumes, and so it's those little extra pieces that the coordinatorship really takes on, making sure that I'm also getting out and connecting with local high school instructors for future generations of recruitment into the college.
So as you look ahead here in the last few years, I mean, we've had a lot of things happen in the community, but not the least of which is dealing with a pandemic and in the midst of all this. But is the interest increasing at all for this field of study, or is it staying about the same as it has been?
Well, the increase seems to be increasing because we're finding that forestry, like the forests themselves, they're not static. They're absolutely dynamic. They're constantly changing. So we're finding, even in Douglas County, new jobs, new opportunities. 20 years ago, someone may not have thought about a job in forestry that was connected to computers. Now there are complete, opportunities and career paths where you're doing GIS mapping and you're working on a computer nonstop, or you're modeling forest growth. And then we might think 20 years ago there weren't opportunities in a lot of these mass timber operations, and now we have organizations in our county like D.R. Johnson who are building mass timber for the future of building with wood products. So there's always unique new fields in forestry, and that seems to keep drumming up this excitement within our young people and the students who are coming to Umpqua Community College. They're always hearing about a new career, or I want to do this or that. They've always got that fun idea, and then we're just going to help pass them along through the program, get them to Oregon State, and on towards that career of their choosing.
How has the technology involved in being a forester changed in the last few years?
Well, and I'd like to think I'm not that old, but when I was going through class as an undergrad, they'd give us a tablet and we'd go out with, pencils, and we'd just sort of scratch in our answers. And now, over the last few years, we've received some funding and some grant sources to acquire, tablets. And so now our students, beginning in the spring, will be going out with field tablets, recording their data electronically. It's automatically going to go back to the campus cloud. And then next week, we can analyze that data in a secondary lab assignment. Our students are using GPSs on campus. Our students are connected through map apps on their phone that we're able to share with them, different software packages. So we're just constantly adding these little pieces that I didn't even have, 15 years ago. And now these are just readily available and part of any sort of quality forestry program.
Now, is that something they can do using those devices to at least input information, even though, as most people know, in the middle of the forest, you don't always have the best Wi-Fi?
Right. So there's always a fun button that says you're in offline mode. And so our students will, they'll go out. They'll use a different database system. They'll download, or I should say, they'll sort of upload their information onto the tablet, different tree heights and diameters and different species they might see on the forest floor as part of an inventory. And when we get back to campus, you'll just plug it in and it'll automatically, once it's reconnected to Wi-Fi, back onto the campus server. And then again, like I said, next week we're just going to go right to those folders as they were downloaded. In your next lab, we're going to use real information that you collected in the woods with your fellow students. We're going to analyze those growth and yield patterns. In fact, yesterday, we collected some tree cores up on the Callahan Ridge. Next week, we are going to mount those cores, scan them into the computer, and use a really cool program to sort of compare tree growth rings with climate data from that particular location. So the students are doing things that are real time, that are 21st century technology, and making sure that they are the utmost prepared for not just Oregon State, but for an active and progressive career in forestry.
As somebody goes through the UCC program, maybe goes on most likely to Oregon State. Well, in fact, let me ask that. What percentage of people that come out of UCC end up going to the College of Forestry?
Right now, we're about 50% of our students who get through will head off to Oregon State. We've got a few of our first and second year students who are interested in relocating to Humboldt State or the University of Idaho. And so we're starting to reach out and explore connections with those universities as well, because we want to support the student wherever they choose to go for academics. We want to make sure that there's a pathway for them. And then for those students who are going on to OSU, again, it's about half. The other half find that a two-year degree allows them to do what they want. Maybe that's to secure a job locally as a sort of a forest technician, or go and work with a mill, but have that degree as a background so they can always move up a little bit. A little bit of business courses, a little bit of math, a little bit of reading and writing, a little bit of forestry goes a long way when you want to stay local. Maybe you want to get it as an operator or go to work as a logger and have that degree as a background.
And so it sounds like the jobs are very diverse that people can walk out of UCC and walk into.
They are. And that's what I did. Again, when I try to recruit a student, I ask them, what is it that you want to do? And sometimes they know, and then we'll pursue that together. We'll help guide them on that way, not just through the degree, which is a little more standardized, but connect them with the BLM or the U.S. Forest Service or a local organization if that's the kind of field or career direction or pathway they want to be on. Then other times a student doesn't know. And I'll say, let's get through that introduction to forestry class. 10 weeks, we're going to dabble. Each week, we're going to meet someone new. We're going to talk about a different career pathway. You're going to get your boots dirty. You're going to get out in the woods. And after 10 weeks, when we advise them heading for winter term, say, what jumped out? What individual, what guest speaker just caught your attention? And there inevitably will be one. Say, oh, I really loved this or that. And before you know it, I say, great, there's a job in there for you. Let's go figure out a way to connect you with that individual for an internship. Let's find a way to make sure that not only are you going through the coursework on campus, but that you are preparing yourself for that job when you graduate.
How big of a deal are these internships in terms of what they can learn while they're in the program?
As much as we'd love to think that you go to college to learn all the materials that you need to, you ask any forester, and they're going to tell you you'll probably learn about half of it on the job. And so much of that is through internships. When you graduate with a 2 or 4 year degree, having boots on the ground, having been involved in forestry, having been around names, nomenclature, terminology, it's just, you just absorb it by being there and involving yourself with it. So offering summer internships locally for students is huge, and that really leads into our community partners who've stood up absolutely once we got this program rolling and have not just connected with our students but hired them on a regular basis, paid summer internships, and that just gives them, again, another leg up when it comes time for applying for permanent jobs when they graduate.
So for a program like this, because I know things vary at UCC, are you having classes during summer term too?
We don't. So we always have this idea that long term we're going to adapt to whatever the industry might want, whether that be private, federal, government. So we always want to make sure that we keep those doors open. Right now, a student has the opportunity to take a number of summer courses to ensure that they're staying up to speed. Your maths, your writing, a lot more of your core courses. We don't offer any summer forestry courses, though, but as always, we will take feedback from our partner at Oregon State. We'll take feedback from the community and what they want to see in our graduates, and if that that's something they desire, there's always an opportunity to add those kinds of courses.
I imagine with less classes during the summer, if they're doing some of the things you might mention, that gives them even more an opportunity to have an internship or job, doing something out there and get more of that experience at the same time.
It absolutely is the case. So in fact, last summer we had a number of students who during the pandemic, they took a little bit of a lighter load. They were concerned, you know, maybe they picked up a side job during the school year or whatnot. And so they did tackle one, maybe two online courses while doing their summer internship. And that was a lot for anybody to handle, a full-time job and a couple of night classes online. But they did great. Other students, though, they're able to sink their teeth into a 40 or 50 hour work week. Across the state of Oregon, we even had a student interning up in Eastern Washington. A year or two ago, we had a student in Northern California. They're getting out, they're connecting with a number of different companies, and they're putting in a full week's work, and they are learning forestry from the ground up.
If somebody wants to find out more about the program, how do they get connected to you?
Well, the first thing they're going to do is just go over to umpqua.edu, and so once they get on the college website, you can absolutely look up forestry or the forestry program, and look out for more information. You'll see my name at the bottom of the forestry page. It's going to have my office number and my email, and reach out and we'll get connected, and it's just a step-by-step process from there.
Jared Saralekos of Umpqua Community College.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.